The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Nick from Paulsbo is. Nick, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's up,
what's
Nick?
What's up, Nick?
All right, Steve, he's ready to rock, so you better get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, our friend Nick will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the common abbreviation for National Aeronautics and Space Administration?
NASA.
Yes. What is the name of Google's mobile operating system?
Chrome.
No.
Pass.
In what U.S. state will you find Deception Pass Bridge?
Washington.
Yes. How many NBA teams are there in Texas?
Wait, iOS system, you mean Android?
Yes, there you go. How many NBA teams are there in Texas?
Texas? 3, 4, 5.
Yes, 3. Disney's Princess Aurora is better known by what nickname?
Brave?
No.
Pass.
Woodchuck is another name for which animal?
Groundhog.
Yes. How many pawns does each player start with in a game of chess?
8.
Yes. Who was the front man of White Zombie?
Rob Zombie.
That's the one. In what southern European country will you find the lush Valley of the Mills?
Italy?
Yes. What decade were Red Bull energy drinks first introduced?
90s or 2000s?
No, but you know what? That's a score of 8, and I believe in you, Nick.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And Charlie's chilling in my truck, so.
Awesome. Steve is so back. But are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What is the common abbreviation for National Aeronautics and Space Administration?
NASA.
Yeah. What is the name of Google's mobile operating system?
Google Play.
No.
Google Gemini?
No.
Google... I don't know. What do you use, Ed? Android.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. In what U.S. state will you find Deception Pass Bridge?
Washington.
Yeah. How many NBA teams are there in Texas?
Crap. 3?
Yes. Disney's Princess Aurora is better known by what nickname?
Sleeping Beauty.
That's her. Woodchuck is another name for which animal?
A beaver.
No.
Oh. how much wood can a woodchuck chuck? And a woodchuck could chuck one. So much wood can a woodchuck chuck? I don't know. An otter?
No.
A seal?
No. How many pawns does each player start with in a game of chess?
4.
No.
6.
No.
9.
No. Who is the front man of White Zombie?
Rob Zombie.
Yeah. Which southern European country will you find the lush Valley of the Mills?
What was the question?
In what southern European country will you find the lush...
Italy?
Yes. You know, if I give you that one, Steve, you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and that's a pretty good score, but it's not enough to beat Nick. 8-7. Congratulations, Nick.
Yeah. Suck it, Steve.
Oh, thanks a lot. It's been a rough season. I'm on a losing side of things.
Wow, this like never happens.
It might have. I just don't know.
Woodchuck is another name for the groundhog.
Oh, yeah.
And the number of pawns each player starts the game of chess with 8. One that you did not get to. What decade were Red Bull energy drinks first introduced?
I'm going to guess the 90s.
It was the 80s.
Red Bull was
in
the
80s? Can you believe that?
I wonder what it tasted like back then.
Probably as bad as it tastes now.
Wow. What are you? You better watch your mouth. You don't like Red Bull?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. It's very triggering for me because it just reminds me of Jaeger bombs. Yeah. And so every time I smell Red Bull, I think of Jaeger. And it's not good.
See, I still love a good Red Bull.
Let's go get Jaeger bombs after the show.
Can we find a place that does it still?
I think a lot of places still do it.
I haven't even asked for a Jägermeister in so long. I just assumed they're not even at a bar.
They're like, a what?
Sir, how old are you?
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
The new feature on the Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message is very convenient because you can leave those anytime, day or night. And some of the VMs we get are very interesting, Steve.
One VM is going to make us all feel rather inadequate as a partner when it comes to holidays.
Oh, no. We're going to slide into our VMs after Stone Temple Pilots. You should do it. Leave us a voice message. It feels pretty nice, and you can do it through the Odyssey app. Just look for the little microphone icon, and that is how you make it happen. Steve Miggs, what is going on in there today?
Lots of voice messages, trying to catch up with the holidays and things along those lines. So let's start off with this one right here.
Back gang, and my wife and I were just wondering if Danny V did his traditional dance with Lily when he went back home. We saw the video on Instagram, and we're just curious if he was able to do that again. What a cool tradition.
I was.
Nice.
And
how'd it go?
I mean, it went great. She's just getting very big.
I know. I was smiling from ear to ear, and I'm like, Danny, we're going to have to get you a back brace in a couple of years, man. Because even with Tatum, I'm sure with Barrett, like at six, when I pick her up, I'm like, this isn't as light as it was like 4 months ago.
Yeah, well, and she was very proud that she is 67 pounds. Six, seven.
Oh,
and, yeah.
Stop.
Oh, no, I swear she was going around telling everyone that. But that being said, I pick her up and I'm like, whoo, this might be the last year that I can hold you and do the dance. We might need to. But I think she's like, Dad, you can pick me up. You're good.
You're so buff, Dad.
I was like, thanks, Lily.
The faith that she has in you.
I know, until I fall and break my head open next year.
I had it was a rather heavy conversation I was having with the dude from Terminex that swung by our house. We were just BSing as we went through my crawl space, and then we're just talking about he has a kid that's six as well, and man, somebody told me that whole thing about like one day you're just never going to pick up your kid again. And I'm like, why are you saying this to me, man? I don't want to cry with you.
I love that you're randomly sobbing with the dude from Terminex. That's very nice.
He's an awesome guy. We're just talking about being bonding. Dads and having like how great it is during the holidays and all that. And then he brought up that point. I'm like, I've heard that before. And every time I hear it, it always stops me in my tracks.
Oh, I'm picking her up till she's 30, but it's going to be weird.
Too quick.
And I may fall, but
we're going to get you that thing where you have. It helps you pick up furniture.
Yeah.
And the one.
Lily,
and
get
the
on. Strapping her in. Let's go. All right, here's our next voice message through the Odyssey app.
Daily Mix crew, yesterday you were talking about the things that you got for Christmas, but I was wondering what you got your significant others.
Oh.
I got my husband, and I'm super excited to share this because he cannot stop talking about it. He's been using it nonstop. It's a brand new Lazy Boy. And this is in the...
I didn't know where we were going with this, but a Lazy Boy?
Sounds fantastic.
Sold.
And this is in the Lazy Boy that your dad once had. This thing is fully decked out. It's got USB charging ports on it. It's got a remote control so you can handle things that way. Built-in speakers, a subwoofer, LED lighting around the cup holders. And the best part, the chair heats up. Oh. I kind of want to get one for myself as well. But would you get your significant others?
And her husband has not left that chair since December 25th.
I want to come over and test it out.
Yeah, now
try
I feel like
before you buy.
I also feel like the lamest significant other. I got my wife a Kindle. Not nearly as cool as this. It has no lasers. It doesn't warm her up. I guess if she keeps it on long enough, it might warm her hands up.
You want to know something really stupid that I got, Brad?
Yes.
That is, this is so dumb, but we're like, he's really excited about it. Dude wipes?
Oh, I love dude wipes.
Dude wipes are very popular in the wrestling world.
Dude, they're insane.
Because sometimes you wrestle at a place where there's no shower, so you need something.
Yeah. They're fantastic. I kind of saw them, and I'm like, this might be kind of, you know, a fun little stocking stuffer thing or whatever. I'm a believer. These things are great. I'm using dude wipes now.
You need chick wipes.
Do they have chick wipes?
I have no idea. But did you get them anything else or just dude wipes?
Just a whole bunch. I mean, our trip to Mexico was our gift to each other this year. So we really didn't. It was very simple little things.
Danny, what about you for Linda?
God's heard nothing.
Nothing?
Zero.
Well, did you guys make that pact, like, we're not going to get anything for each other? And you actually stood by it?
Oh, yeah. We decided that a long time ago that, like, Christmas is just, we travel, and, you know, at that point, we're, like, getting family stuff, and we're just like, you know, we don't really need to get each other or anything. So we just didn't get any. We got ourselves tattoos.
That's nice.
Because she got her tattoo as well. She got a big old snake on her arm. And she was like, yeah, that's all I want. And I was like, all right, in.
awesome.
Yeah.
We're boring. We don't even buy presents anymore.
Yeah. Well, we're at that point sometimes where it's just like, just get what you want and then give it to me and I'll wrap it.
Yeah, that makes so much more sense than trying to figure it out, crack the code on your own.
Kindle was the only one where I was like, I'm going to take a chance with this, but I know like she loves to read and she does like a lot of stuff where she's like sitting around while Tatum's doing something. I'm like, at least she could kind of have a book on the go.
I love that.
Even though she's more of a fan of like actual books.
Sure.
Like, you know, the feel of a book. But
it's very convenient.
She was pleasantly, and I was happy. She was fired up about it.
Everybody wins.
Yeah. All right, should we check out another voice message? Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Let's go with this bad boy right here.
I know you guys have talked about doppelgangers before, but I'm almost certain that I saw Miss Daly at Earl's in Bellevue. It was her or someone who looks exactly like her. Love the show. Looking forward to hearing you guys on the air again.
Out of curiosity, I wondered, did she see me or hear me? Because I was with a gaggle of gals, and we were loud.
Was this your sorority girl hangout?
Yes. Oh, we always try to get together around the holidays.
Lord help all of Bellevue.
And
how many of there were you?
There were seven of us.
Okay.
And they were honestly trying to throw us out of Earl's.
Why?
During the Seahawks game. So we were in like the bar side, not the restaurant side. And we were being very loud and probably talking about very inappropriate subject matter at a high decibel.
But that says a lot when you're at a football game.
I know.
At a bar where it's already really loud, that you might be too loud for that bar.
So the gals that were working in the front came to our table and said, you know, like, oh, hi, you know, you've extended past the 2-hour table limit. And, you know, we've given you up, you know, it's 2.5 hours now, but, you know, we need to get this table ready for the next group. And we were like, but we're in the bar. This isn't the restaurant. So then we brought our server over and asked him, shout out Skylar. Skylar was like, I got you, ladies. Don't worry.
We were able
to stay till the end of the game. And we left a very nice tip because I think that we were being a little bit rambunctious.
Dear Penthouse, I never thought this would happen to me.
7 40-year-old psychopaths.
We got a text message. It's not a voice message, but I thought it'd be good to bring up because it was a Beat Migs first that happened yesterday. Someone just texted and said, did I miss the call back yesterday from the Beat Migs caller that got pulled over?
Yes.
So we put it up on our social media pages, but for those that didn't catch it, there was a moment yesterday during Beat Migs where a guy was playing. He beat me like 9-6 maybe. Or
that would be nice.
Yeah. And then got pulled over by the cops while we were finishing up the game.
Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Oh, my God.
And that is a loss. 9-4. Oh. Congratulations, Don.
Wow.
Don.
Hi. I'm getting pulled over right now.
Oh, no.
What, were you speeding?
Yeah. Okay, call us back.
Okay.
Oh, can we stay on the phone and listen to you talk to the police officer?
And you know what? You said
you hung up on him.
I did. He's the police.
You don't want to add like a talking on the mobile while you're driving.
But wait, we could say it's a police officer. He just won at Beat Migs. Tell him some slack.
Yeah, I was very disappointed that you guys were hanging up on him. But then he did call back.
So we got Don to call us back, and he's on the phone right now.
Now, before we check with him, do you think he got a ticket or not?
I bet the cop went easy on him.
Okay, Danny, what do you think?
No, he definitely got a ticket.
Yeah, I'm with Danny.
I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking he got a ticket.
Don, you're in Bellingham this morning, and we are just waiting on pins and needles to hear the update to the story. Did you, in fact, get a ticket?
I did get a ticket.
Oh!
And what was the ticket for?
Speeding and speeding.
Also, you're playing Beat Migs and speeding? What's wrong with you, Don?
I know. They didn't give me the phone part, but definitely got me for the speeding part.
Oh, no. Now, how much was the ticket?
It's 150. He cut it in half, he said, from 17 to 9 or whatever.
Well done. That's what you get for beating me at Beat Migs. This is about fair, right?
Yes.
The Daily Migs Show. Migs Show.
We have Live Night on the calendar for 2026, Rockaholics, and it's presented by Pinky's Plumbing at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel on Friday, February 13th. So we're up on stage performing our show live in front of a crowd with every piece of audio performed live by bands, by Foley artists that do the sound effects, all of it.
Also, my favorite part, we just get to hang out with the Rockaholics. Us and the Men's Room, Ryan Castle will be there as well. It's always a great time. You never know who else will show up. Last year, Big Walt, Walter Jones from the Seahawks, hung out with us, and you just never know what kind of surprises we'll have.
It is like organized chaos, and you should experience it if you never have before. Get your tickets while they are available at KISW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yesterday, during our segment with Mitch Levy, the host of Mitch Unfiltered.
Go Hawks.
Mitch actually brought up something that we were chatting about off air, and we were having a little bit of fun with him. We've been catching up with Mitch Levy after this weekend's massive win against the 49ers. Go Hawks. That was a big one. 14-3 on the season we are.
And what's the title of this week's show that was released today, Taryn?
Did you tell us what it was?
You don't know the name of the show? Aren't you supposed to be able to promote your guest shows accurately?
Do you know what it is, Mix?
Of course I do.
Spoiler, I had no idea. I don't know if you noticed, but I was checking the internet rather quickly.
We're terrible.
I'm sorry, my mic wasn't on. It's called Suffocating Seahawks, all set up.
Oh, there you go.
Duh.
All set up. That's right. Let me tell your audience.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I learned that the most interesting show that you guys could do, much more interesting than Beat Frickin' Migsy, okay, is Taryn's home life and all of the family and
stepchildren.
And, oh, my God, bring that to the – you want ratings? No, enough of Mitch on the freaking Seahawks. We need more of Taryn's family. We need some reality radio.
It's chaotic.
It's fantastic.
Never ending. So exactly what's going on?
So, well, if you don't know, my husband is a few years older than me. 17 years older than me, to be exact. And
no, a few is three.
You're right. In my life, I never dated an older person more than like maybe 3 years older than me. Okay. So this is a significant age difference. He has two children from his first marriage, the oldest being, she's 26 years old, my stepdaughter, and then my stepson is 22.
And how long did you guys hang out and date before you got to... meet and you know your future stepkids?
Probably like a year. I don't know, close to a year. And when Brad and I first got together, I was the, you know, cool young chick that I don't want kids. I'm never having kids.
According to who were you? Me.
Okay.
Brad that said that, or?
But I said I'm never gonna have kids. I don't want kids, Brad. Don't worry. I'm cool. Yeah. And then one day it was like that biological clock went, and I was like, I think I would maybe like to do this. And he said to me, becoming a father was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. If it's important to you, then it's important to me.
Oh, I mean, you already wanted to have sex with him. You didn't need to say that.
Oh, my God. So then we had Barrett in 2019,
we had Barrett in like 20 minutes after that.
We had Barrett in 2019, and he was born almost 20 years to the day after his oldest half-sibling. So she is 20 years older than him. And so, which, that's a pretty significant, you know, gap. But I know that that's not totally unique. There's a lot of people that have, you know, interesting, you know, family dynamics and things of that nature.
But you said that this past holiday season was the first time that three of them
have been in the same room at the same time. So Brad's son, my stepson, lives in California. So, you know, the kids are, you know, they're older now. They're doing their own things. They're grown-ups.
How's Brad feeling that moment? Because, I mean, I saw the picture, and I mean, I'm even getting a little goosebumpy right now talking about it, and I'm not even involved in this whatsoever. That had to have been a really cool moment for him to have all three of his kids.
It was huge.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, I was trying not to cry. It was very special. And Barrett calls them sister and brother, which is so, so, so sweet. And so, yeah, he just thinks that they're the coolest kids in the whole world. They just happen to be, you know, 20 years older than him.
Hell yeah.
It's really cool. What's that? So you have an age difference between you and your wife, right?
Yeah, she's so much older than me.
So much older.
I mean, intellectually, she is. And honestly, like when we first got together, we were both part of what we bonded us was like, no kids.
Yeah.
No interest. And then one day, similar, she wasn't like, give me children. She's like, hey, can we revisit that kid conversation? And I was like, you know, it's funny. I was kind of like thinking that too. Like, I felt like we were at that chapter in our lives where, and then 6 years later, it took us before we could have a kid because of just, you know, just how life was. But I'm so glad we did.
Well, then I have a baby brother, and my baby brother, his girlfriend, is 50, And she doesn't look 50. She doesn't act 50. She's a very young, 50.
Atta girl.
Much like our friend Steve Mix. But my brother's 36. Mm. So they have a pretty significant age gap going the other direction.
You should be super judgy of him. Just to troll him. You should just be super judgy of that.
I don't know.
This is too big of an age difference between the two of you.
I think he always knew that of anyone, I would be the one that would not judge him on the age difference. Like, who am I going to judge?
That would have to be, I'd say, like the most unique thing about your family right now.
Yes, we have, there's two much older stepchildren and then a young six-year-old boy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's very fun.
I love that they were all able to get together during the holidays.
It was pretty magical, and we had a great time, and it just made me really happy, too.
The Daily Mix Show.
So everybody has some sort of a unique family situation that they've got going on. What is yours?
Yeah, now mine feels kind of dorky. My cousin was an Elvis impersonator, and I always thought that was freaking awesome.
That is awesome. 206-803-ROCK. What is the cool or random thing that makes your family kind of unique? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take those calls after Everlast. Just about everybody has a unique family situation, so we want to know about yours. What cool or random thing makes your family unique? 206-803-ROCK. Sandra in Yelm, what cool or random thing makes your family unique?
I'm running right along with you guys or your family and the age gap thing. I am 10 years older than my husband.
Yeah, girl.
So, yeah. Well, here, I was 29 when I met him.
So he was 19?
Yes.
Did you guys meet at like Chuck E. Cheese or something like that? I'm kidding. Where did you guys meet?
So my roommate at the time, so I was widowed when I was 24 years old.
Oh, wow.
I had two children, and
we don't know.
I know. I was going to college, trying to kind of get my life back on track. I had a 4, almost 5-year-old, and a 9, almost 10-year-old. So I had a roommate from college, and he, his cousin was getting ready to turn 20 and had started coming over to hang out. And me being kind of the mom, I feed everybody that comes to my house. I don't ever let anybody leave hungry. So this guy comes over and I'm, hey, you want food? And then it just kind of became a regular thing. And then it became a more regular thing. And then
he was really hungry.
Yeah, he fed him a lot of milk.
Yeah, right. And then, you know, so
I've clicked on these thumbnails before.
It's a great story. Yes.
I love it, Sandra.
Thank you,
rock.
Sandra. Trent in Spanaway, what is the cool or random thing that makes your family unique?
You know, it makes me feel pretty good to see that there is age gaps in relationships, because that's our uniqueness, too. I am 15 years younger than my wife of 14 years.
Ooh.
Okay, where did you guys meet?
So, actually, it's funny. I mean, it's a dark story, happy story, and then a good turnout, right? So, I was 21. I was coming out of the military. I was in a real dark place, kind of over it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then one 4th of July, a friend of mine called me and asked me to go with him to this girl's house. They have a family-type party. And I was like, you know, I didn't want to, but he talked me into it, right? And so I came, and it was her house. And we sat and talked and really hit it off and found out, you know, that she had 4 kids, and they had just lost the oldest father, or the oldest 3's father, you know, a couple of years prior. And what was really interesting is I'm 21, and her oldest son was 18. And so there was a lot of, you know, like at the beginning, you know, like I said, I was in a dark place, and she would come see me every day, and she gave me this sense of purpose and this sense of, like, you know, somebody actually cares about me. So I wanted to see where it went. And yeah, you know, my whole life changed. I adopted her youngest. He was 2. He's 17 now. I'm 36. our oldest is 33, and there's 32 and 28, and then we have a daughter, we have a child, so we got together in 2011 and then had our daughter in 2013, so she's 12 now.
Hey, how...
it's actually a really happy family. My oldest actually works with me, and me and him are probably the closest of best friends that you could ask for.
Okay, that answered my question. I was going to say, how long did it take for you guys to, like, get to the point where you were cool with each other? Because I got to imagine at first he was, like, protective. He's like, what the hell, Mom? You're hanging out with a guy that's only a couple years older than me.
Oh, yeah, it was more like, oh, he's a deadbeat. He just wants a cougar, blah, 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 you know, because, you know, I was coming out and I was confused. I didn't know what I wanted to do in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a little bit of, there was a lot of controversy in the beginning. I'd say after our daughter was born, it like completed the circle and it got us over that hump and we all started to talk a little more and we found out that we have a lot more in common and, you know, we have the same common purpose, you know, keep our family safe, provide and protect and love. And that was it, you know.
That's awesome.
I love that. Thanks, Trent.
Hell yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you have what it takes to beat Steve Miggs this morning? We are brand new in this year. And so far, sir, you have one win, two losses, and one tie. 206-803-ROCK.
It's the darkest timeline.
Maybe you got the cheat sheet at 5:40 during the men's room yesterday. We're going to play Beat Miggs at 7:50.